way for my body to report back to my mind that yes, I am in fact still alive, still breathing, still pumping air through these lungs and blood through these veins. I do not know how long I have been here, been like this, unfeeling. I am no longer tethered to the concept of space and time. I remember that I am somebody, or was somebody, but I do not remember who. It is easier to forget. It hurts less. I held on to memories for as long as I could because they were the only foundation that my mind had. Even if they were not tangible, they were something real, something I could imagine myself standing on to make sense of who I am, or was, and my place in this world. But those memories slipped away long ago. I only remember that I once had memories. Now there is darkness. Only darkness. Well, not only. It starts out faint, like a single buoy a mile off in a pitch-black sea. Just a speck of light, bobbing up and down. It is small. So small. I'm not sure it's really there. Perhaps it is only a spot on my eye, an echo of a pigment that my brain has held on to. And then I hear a sound, muffled and far away. It is as if a train made of sound is racing toward me at incredible speed. It gets louder and louder, rattling the inside of my head as it approaches. I scream out, and for once I hear my screams. The sound jabs into my ears like ice picks. That little light suddenly grows big and bright, flashing a kaleidoscope of color and movement that fills my vision. It hurts, and I try to shut my eyes, but I cannot. I am used to my body not responding to my mind's commands, but this time it is different. I can feel my eyelids trying to close, trying to clamp shut to block out the searing bright light. But something presses against them, forcing them to remain open. The more I try, the more the stabs of pain ripple through my eyelids. Then I realize that there are hooks prying my eyelids open. They must have placed the hooks there. They are making me watch. I can feel them holding me down. Their grip digs into my skin, which tingles, then throbs in pain. The spigot on my nerve endings has been turned on, and pain, burning, blinding pain, shoots through my skin, my veins, my muscles, like gale winds whipping an already blazing inferno. My tongue tastes the inside of my mouth. It is filled with mint and bile. The taste overwhelms me so that it sends my stomach churning. I feel my innards retching and convulsing, and soon an acidic water bubbles into my mouth, sending its foul smell up into my nostrils, where it lodges itself and begins the nauseous cycle anew. They make this happen. They open my eyes to burn them with light. They open my ears to stab them with sound. They open my nerves to set them on fire. I do not know who they are. From the sides of my eyes, if I focus, I can see them. It is hard. It is so bright that my eyes cannot see. My mind retains the faintest fragments of the concept of hell, and sometimes that's where I think I am, being tortured by an evil so profound that my weakened mind cannot fully grasp its form. But as my vision clears ever so slightly, I can tell that these aren't monsters or demons who toy with me so. These are men. These are women. Sometimes I hear them call each other by their name.